Loyalty Leap: Turning Customer Information into Customer Intimacy. Author: Brian Pearson. True Loyalty Marketing. Why are customers more receptive to some brands than others? Simply because of an implicit understanding between them. The first party demands that their unique needs be met, and the second party meets those needs. The more advanced your capabilities, the more refined customer expectations become. So as in many dynamic relationships, we have to raise our game to meet these refined expectations, and we need the rigor of data and customer management to do it. Success is a result of understanding our customers' needs, respecting their privacy, constructing some of their experiences, and having the tools for the job. Limitations of the cost-cutting mindset. Managing the cost side of the ledger has always been an effective way to drive profit and shareholder value. The focus on efficiency and cost-cutting has yielded strong results for companies. The problem is that cost-based management can only take a company so far. There are three basic strategies for driving long-term competitiveness. 1. Efficiency. 2. Innovation. 3. Customer intimacy. The challenge of attention economy. The real challenge is that marketing budgets haven't expanded proportionately to cover the increased ground established by the fragmentation of media opportunities. The net result is that marketers must be selective about which channels are best for their existing budgets, which means jumping from channel to channel, creating insufficient weight to be effective. Reaching these young consumers, capturing their attention and informing them of our products and services is becoming an increasingly complex and difficult challenge. Shifting power. The entire relationship between a brand and its consumers used to be a monologue. The brand decided what it stood for and then broadcast this message to consumers. Then social media came along, changing the game completely. The balance of power was shifting, and it was the customers who forced the channels into companies. Today's brands are at a greater risk of being tried in the court of public opinion. This means that companies must ensure they create true brand advocacy and ensure the authenticity of their efforts and claims. Public by default. Privacy has been a concern for customers since records were first kept. When companies ask for data and then don't seem to do anything with it, or continue to treat their customers with a one-size-fits-all approach, those customers become either annoyed or suspicious. Tracking feels like an invasion of privacy, and uncertainty about what's being monitored and how the information is being used raises a creepy quotient. Media reports about companies that misuse customer data, or about sneaky online data collection practices, do nothing to allay the fears of customers who already feel their trust might be being violated. This takes us to a shocking conclusion. Prior to the internet, you were private by default and public by effort. Nowadays, you're public by default and private by effort. Achieving growth through customer intimacy. Back in the mid-1990s, the Canadian marketplace was facing a gas crisis that had little to do with prices or fuel shortages. Instead, this crisis involved locations, and it took a loyalty program to fix. The market was overstored with stations operating along roadways, and a disproportionate number of them didn't meet customer expectations for greater convenience and ease of use. As a result, many of the smaller, outdated locations were closed, relocated, or retrofitted into larger, more profitable self-service stations. Shell decided to reduce its network by 20%, while also renovating a significant number of its remaining stations to stay competitive. It had a secret weapon in its arsenal: access to customer information through its partnership with Air Miles Reward Program, the largest loyalty program in Canada operated by Loyalty One organization. Shell dug into the numbers to identify established shopping practices, define driving patterns, and design a marketing and awareness program to direct its customers to new locations. They found that members of the Air Miles program accounted for more than half of each location's total revenue. And of those customers, 50% generated 86% of those sales. This was the target market. As a result of good planning and effective data use, Shell was able to retain 75% of its customer volume during the renovations. In this case, careful attention to designing a desired customer experience delivered astonishing results. Enterprise loyalty. Customer data can inform decisions throughout the company only when it becomes a shared currency. From merchandising and product design to store location, layout, and pricing. To do this, there needs to be some fundamental shifts across areas of operations. beginning with the adoption of an enterprise-wide strategy that carries the company from a pure product-obsessed approach to a more customer-focused operational practice. For more understanding, we need to differentiate between three categories of companies today. 1. Product-obsessed. At one end of the spectrum, there are these companies whose lifeblood has been a disciplined focus on innovation and product development. 2. Customer committed. At the other end of the spectrum are companies like Amazon.com, Zappos.com, and Tesco. Many of these organizations were born of the perfect combination of customer data and innovation, and use the customer intimacy as a strategic lever for growth. 3. Operational opportunists. These companies live in an in-between world and lack strategic focus. They simultaneously juggle product development, innovation, and customer tactics whenever needed. Even those with data use it sporadically to solve point-in-time issues such as customer service problems or to drive sales. They don't completely integrate the customer into their strategy or into how they architect their brand experience. Employee loyalty. You can't win customer loyalty if you don't earn employee loyalty. No doubt engaged employees will create engaged and therefore loyal customers. The takeaway is that if you want employee engagement, loyalty, and reduced turnover, you need to build compensation programs that recognize their specific skills in accomplishing your expectations. So it's time to free your employees to use their teaching, talent, and common sense to move the company forward. Four doors for relevance. The most successful loyalty programs are organized around a relevance strategy. This strategy is hidden behind four doors, which open to reveal four key behavioral dimensions of the consumer. 1. Spatial door. The spatial door refers to a person's location. It finds the neighborhood the customer lives in, his daily travel routes, and the places where he does business. Spatial activity enables marketers to identify customers who are physically near their own businesses. McDonald's successfully used location-based marketing by delivering mobile ads to certain app users when they were near one of the locations. 2. Temporal door. It identifies life events or a series of points in time that are indicative of present or future behavior or bigger life changes. If a credit card customer just purchased plane tickets to Hawaii, for example, then you probably have a very short window of time to target offers for a hotel room, a rental car, or even surfing lessons. The catch is to capture the customer when he's most likely to be receptive to your effort. 3. Individual door. Personal preferences shape almost all purchase decisions. This door reflects customers' own needs, passions, and desires, and helps to distinguish what types of products a person may purchase. For example, it establishes the difference between knowing a shopper buys her shoes online and that she buys her shoes only at a discount. 4. Cultural door. The final door leads to the cultural definitions of customers. It includes any committed action or lifestyle choice that defines a person's activities. A person's culture reflects the context he shall be marketed within. You'd engage members of a Chinese community in different ways than you would those of a Canadian community. New, loyal, intimate world. Consumers are underwhelmed by the way their information is being used today, and they'll embrace organizations that focus on recognizing their individual preferences and creating a relevant and compelling experience for them. Get ready, take the lead, and create your own magic wand that, with a gentle touch, will turn your customer data and information into customer intimacy and genuine loyalty.